Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Coves Show. Whether you're watching on YouTube or on Rumble or listening via podcast from one of the many potential platforms, this is episode 192. We're delighted to announce again, close to the fourth anniversary of this show, and that we have a new format for the show. This show takes into account the many changes that have happened since I started this show 4 years ago in March 2020, when the lockdowns were announced on us. These changes take into account feedback from you, our wonderful audiences. The foundational principles that lie at the heart of this show are not changing. However, since so many of us are swamped with news and information and alternative media, we're making the show shorter. Instead of exploring one big idea each week, which I had done for 190 continuous episodes without any repetition, I will discuss three or four big, challenging local and global issues that are exercising my mind that are relevant to your enjoyment of life. And then I will discuss how the principles of this show and the principles that I teach in my work over the last 30 plus years can be used to handle these challenging local and global issues. I will not be sharing six resources each week. Instead, I'll be sharing one or two resources that might be relevant to the issues that I'm discussing. The show notes will now give you links to the foundational principles of the show and my background, and my websites where you can find details of my speeches, of my self-awareness and passion quest, of my books and other resources. So let's go with this week's big impact issues and how to handle them. The first big issue. Who really enabled our politicians to trample on your and my inalienable rights, our human rights, our rights that were allegedly guaranteed in the United Nations treaties on human rights that most countries had signed up to? Well, Professor James Allen, who is the Garrick Professor of Law at Queensland University, published a wonderful piece exploring this question. He used to think that lawyers were interested in human rights. Well, he articulated five groups in gold, silver, bronze, fourth and fifth positions who enabled the lockdowns, the trampling of human rights to occur. It's a wonderful piece. If you'd like a copy of it, I'm happy to email it to you. Send us an email at charles@coves.com. The five groups that he sees trampled on our rights, and I have slight variations to this, in increasing order of nefariousness. In fifth place, what he calls the fifth worst, coming to the worst, were the lawyers, judges, and the lawyerly caste. He says, yes, there was next to no chance litigants anywhere in the democratic world were going to be able to use a Bill of Rights to roll back thuggish, heavy-handed governmental regulations through the courts. He goes on, but as far as the last 4 years were concerned, the entire edifice of human rights law and all its accoutrements was totally useless. Worse than useless, in fact, he says, thereby going a long way to proving the enervated, emasculated worth of bills of rights. And now in Australia, there's some conversation going on, we should have a bill of rights. No, I don't think we should have a bill of rights, because again, the lawyerly class will trample on the words. The fourth worst, he says, is the university caste, including the modellers at Imperial College in the UK. Yes, many of them disgracefully imposed medical mandates. Yes, the treatment of your highly qualified, highly regarded specialists at the world's top universities was shameful. The third worst, he says, were the doctors. They got the bronze medal for being panicked, pusillanimous, principleless and power hungry. Doctors sold out. They betrayed us. The second worst. James Allen, Professor James Allen, says this was a tough call as to who's going to get the gold medal, who's going to get the silver. In the end, he says, I gave the silver medal to the politicians. Well, my model on this, I'm going to share my top five with you, but the politicians made their decisions, and there were five groups who enabled the trampling. So I don't put them in this category of allowing this, because it's the politicians who decided to create this response, this outrageous trampling of your rights. Anyway, James Allen, that's what he said. And the absolute worst, he says, the group who most enabled your rights to be trampled was the journalistic caste, the journalists. Here is a profession or occupation supposedly dedicated to questioning power and to bringing a sceptical mind to all assertions, but especially those by government. It's a job that values an open mind and not taking on trust what the elites are telling us. It is an occupation that is meant to be fearless, not cravenly fearful. So James Allen says, in a close finish, the journalists get the gold medal for being the worst to have trampled on our rights. Well, my view is the politicians made this decision. There were five groups who enabled it, and they were, I'm not going to put them in the top five order, they were, I agree, the journalists, the doctors. If doctors had pushed back against this response, the response would not have been maintained. The population would have revolted. You would have revolted much more readily. The next group is the legal profession. So I agree with journalists, doctors, legal profession. Then I say the churches. The churches and leaders of spiritual groups sold out. They did not stick up for the principles of their communities. And then lastly, I bring in the chief executives and the boards of major corporations. They are working in lockstep with government. And the problem here is the definition of fascism is when big business and government work closely together. I say the CEOs in most Western countries absolutely trampled on your rights. And so how do you apply these principles? Well, I want you to think about whether you're happy to have had your human rights, your inalienable rights, trampled on by the behaviours of these groups. And the answer to this is to speak up in every conversation that you have. If you agree with me, to say that these groups of people should have stood up for rights. They were talking about it. And one of the things to do is to do not renew your membership of any human rights organisation, certainly in Australia. Not one of them came out wanting to protect your rights. With your lawyer, ask them what they think about the trampling on human rights. With your doctors, if you go to them, I don't go to doctors because I look after my health. But I urge you to speak to your doctors. Why did you allow this to happen? Why did you allow these mandates to happen? We must speak up, and we must not support mainstream media because they enable this. There's so much alternative media now available. Mainstream media has sold out. So these attacks on your inalienable rights also tie into your values. And lying at the heart of my work in this show is for you to understand your values. Living your life according to your values enables you to act with integrity. So I'm urging you to check how important these rights are in terms of your scale of values. The second big impact issue is Scotland and its new hate speech laws. J.K. Rowling has been in the news this week because she says, I don't care what these hate speech laws say, and they relate to protected classes, you know, so religious grounds, sexual grounds. She came out and said, men are men, women are women. And she said, I dare you, Scottish Government, arrest me. Arrest me for these alleged hate speech laws. Now, it's also happening in Australia. Misinformation, disinformation. Who's going to be the arbiter of this? This is attacks on our free speech, on your free speech, on your ability to say what you want to say, rather than, well, I spoke about it in episode 191, this whole issue of attacking us so that we only say what the government wants us to say. That again is an attack on your freedoms. How important is freedom to you as a value? I reject it entirely. And what has to happen is all of us have to speak the truth. Speak it loudly. Men are men, women are women. If men want to dress up as women, that's their choice. But there are two sexes, male, female. And I'm going to keep saying that. And the danger of these Scottish laws is they'll go, well, this show is published in Scotland, therefore I'm guilty of breaching the Scottish hate laws. I say they're a disgrace. I say they are contrary to Scotland's constitution, contrary to our human rights, contrary to the United Nations treaties. And if we don't push back, governments will keep taking your rights. My third big impact issue this week relates to an article on the front page of The Australian. It's a health issue. And you know, in my work, you know, your health is such a crucial, crucial element. You know, I keep asking you in terms of your values assessment, what's more important to you, health or wealth? Well, most people say health, but I say most people put wealth ahead of their health. Well, front page of The Australian this week talks about levels of autism in Australia. 1 in 40, it's said. And what they're trying to do is to normalise autism. And the medical profession comes out and says, well, we don't know what causes autism, but we know it's not these jabs that you give to kids from when they're first born. I mean, how ridiculous is it that a newborn baby created by God, not by you, by sperm and an egg, but the whole process of making a child is created by God, by universe, to say that, oh no, we humans over the last 100 years, we've worked out a better way to make these babies healthier. Nonsense. And I point out that in Australia and America, a child in the first 4 years of their lives has to have 40 different antigens injected into them. You look at the stupidity of that. And I say that autism is directly related to this incredible jabbing that goes on of babies. I say this is harming their health, and I say this front page article is trying to normalise autism by saying, oh, what we need to do on boards of companies is to have someone who's autistic so that they understand autism. No, I say that the truth has to be spoken about this issue, and I'm speaking the truth, and I've been involved in this issue for over 13 years. I now have a very strong view as to the cause of this. And I'm delighted that the Children's Health Defence, Bobby Kennedy's organisation, Children's Health Defence in the US, is now launching major proceedings to prove what the cause of autism is, because to date you have been given false information, fraudulent information from fraudulent research studies. This is a big issue, a big health issue. And my question to you is, how important, again, do you think your health is, the health of your children, the health of babies, in an environment where, you know, private hospitals are struggling, they can't give the service they have in the past because governments have spent so much money on inappropriate responses to so many issues. My last announcement, if you like, is my guest on TNT Radio, my Sunday night program, the Mind Medicine program, every Sunday at 6 p.m. Gold Coast time, is the wonderful Dr. Lilia Barrett, a Ukrainian who came as a refugee to the UK. She's a GP. She stood up for her principles. And this show is all about reminding you to stand up for your principles. Watch out for that show, because TNT Radio is now radio as well as video. So they're the issues that are exercising my mind, all of them crucially important, big impact issues. And your thinking about them is going to make a difference to how you live your life. I certainly hope that this show, today's show, and every show, makes a beneficial difference to your life, a life that I believe is meant to be all that you are capable of making of it. And acting and living in integrity is a crucial way to do that. If you're new to the show, check the links for our foundational principles and further background about me in the show notes and the links in those show notes. Again, thanks for watching or listening. And until our next show, may your week be full of passion, learning, fun, fulfillment, and an embracing by you of the challenges that life gives you. And those challenges help you to become better and more capable. Have a great week. See you next week. Bye.